Okay. Idea for a feature, stomach songs. I will pat out the beat of a song on my stomach and you got to guess what the song is. So, for example... That'd be David Bowie in Ziggy Stardust. So yeah, well, I think that's definitely a go. Shall we give it a go? Let's try. Probably a go.
Okay. I hope it doesn't sound too silly.
Sorry. It's so weird. Sorry.
This is The Music Bit
with Jack Miles.
All right, darling, welcome along to The Music Bit then. It's Jack Miles here, another fine selection of new music for you. You know, the first comment that flashes up on SoundCloud when this song plays is, not bad, come on, it's chuffing awesome. Come on, for a bedroom artist, it's not bad, is it? Miami and Soldier. Hello! I like that song a lot. She's a Melbourne-based electronic artist, and she's produced... That one was a debut song which she put out, and I like that a lot. Good track, Miami and Soldier. Welcome along to The Music Bit, then. I have just about managed to do the show this week. Sorry about last week. Sorry I missed it. It's because I'm moving house at the moment and my life is just dotted in boxes around me, around some storage places, around my friend's houses. You know when you just pack everything up? I've got no idea where anything is. It's just a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. I did take out some storage. Storing stuff is a weird thing to do. You get this tiny little kind of cupboard where you get to put all your worldly possessions. And it's a little bit tragic when you think everything which I own in the world has gone into a space that is no bigger than a garden shed. But hey, you know, that's exactly what happened. And it was a bit cheaper than the one that was the size of a garage. When I arrived at the storage, she looked at all my stuff and went, yeah, you're going to need a smaller box. What do you reply to that? What do you say back to that? I mean, come on. Anyway, so this week I am back at my parents' house for the next couple of weeks, which is fine, you know. Parents are parents. They mean well. They do all the things that parents do and sort of fuss and cook about for you and things like that. The only thing which does bring me joy and a little bit of pain at the same time is that when we all sit down to watch television, just picture the scene, the Miles family sitting around the telly late on one evening enjoying a film, all you'll suddenly hear from one of the chairs is this. No, that's not a walrus's mating call. That is, in fact, my mum asleep on the sofa. Oh, bless their little cotton socks. They're getting old, bless them. They're going to absolutely kill me once they listen to the show and hear that. Anyway, what is on this week's show? Well, we started off with my new feature. Not sure if that's going to work out, really. We'll continue our musical chain game where we've gone from Lanks to Luca to Bad America to Rivers. Now we've been put in touch with a band called Mists, so we'll see how they got on. Speaking to him, he had this confession.
So if I'm at like work or something and I have an idea, I'll just like quickly have to run out, like step outside and then just like be that weird guy like making sounds into his phone when he's not really talking to anyone. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of weirdo would put notes for shows and things like that into their phones? I don't know. What kind of weirdo would do that? Not me, I'm telling you. Plus, I don't know if you realise, but it was Record Store Day over the weekend. It's really low in the press. No one really bothered with it. But anyway, I was on holiday a couple of weeks ago. Went to go visit my girlfriend in Kent, and I went to this record store that had just opened up. It was their first day of trading, so we'll hear from them. So yeah, plenty of bits and bobs in this week's show. Now, just as this song starts, you might think it's just going to be one of these Bon Iver kind of sounding records, but I'm just going to shut up and let it play. This is Axel Flovent and Forest Fires on the Music Bit.
Painted you a picture, picture full of light, includes a happy memory, memories bright. I can change your thoughts, my dear, I can change your fears, but if you wanna travel me to make it disappear, oh, oh, oh. Disappear. Oh,
for more new music.
The Music Bit
with Jack Miles.
English and Danny's Blues. This is a song and an artist which you've probably seen quite a bit about recently. He's in every record store which I seem to go into. You'll catch the front cover of his brand new album, which came out a few weeks ago, I think it was, which is called Constant Bop. He is a musician from a band called White Denim. That is James Petralli who's put that out there. And it's a lovely, cheery sounding record. It's kind of ones which you'd expect to hear in the 60s, you know, with Mungo Jerry or something along those lines. But I like it a lot. And it's been given some 5 stars by a newspaper, The Guardian, and also The Independent. And I reckon you could probably stick us on that list as well.
New music. The Music Bit.
New Music Podcast.
There we go then. Been and done for another year. Kind of the Christmas for any music collector, isn't it? Record store day, where these fabulous issues of vinyl and rare recordings just get released and you can go and buy them and get your hands on it. Some fabulous picture discs. Do you know what? I was late for record store day because I overslept, so I valued my sleep a little bit more than my music. I should probably edit that bit out. Anyway, if you're into your records and interested in Record Store Day, it's fabulous at the moment because so many new record stores are opening up. And I was visiting my girlfriend a couple of weeks ago and just having a weekend off work. And I went into this one shop and it was a brand new record shop that was opening up. They'd been open for, I think, 1 or 2 days worth of trading. So I thought, whilst I was there, I may as well do a bit of recording. And the best thing about them was they are living the dream because they just decided to do this after a drunken night in the pub. Anyway, this is a story. I wasn't sure what to expect on my first visit to the seaside town of Deal in Kent, but really it's got everything you need. Firstly, this big grey beast that's splashing away next to me. Also, there's a busy high street full of local independent shops, sound effects of seagulls and a couple of dogs barking in the background. But it's just off this high street that I want to take you now, down one of the side streets that go on towards the seafront, because we are going to the brand new Smuggler's Record Store.
In the sanctum.
My name's Will Greenham. I'm just opened a shop called Smuggler's Records.
So, Will, you are the crazy person behind the idea that in the world of iTunes and CDs, and you just have to log on, you can stream music wherever you possibly are and you want to, you decided to open up a record shop with physical, actual records. Why?
It's been a dream. We've thought about it for a while and just never thought it could stack up. Just now, with, I suppose, the resurgence in vinyl, we feel that we can survive. And that literally is our target. If we can break even and survive and a few people can get employed and we can do what we love, then, you know, you can't really argue with that. So, and it's gone great so far. So
I'd love to see that on an episode of The Apprentice. Just as long as we survive, we're fine. But you've only been around for, what, 3 days or so now? Yeah. How long has this idea been rattling around for before it actually became a reality?
I think 5 weeks ago, I was in the pub and I bumped into, because we're a collective, and one of our artist who's involved with us is Will Varley. I don't know if you've come across him. He came up with the idea of doing a membership to do subscriptions so people can invest in the record shop. And then that's the moment that something twigged in me that made me think, okay, you know, I love that idea, because I didn't fancy doing it for that reason. I just didn't stack up, even with the emergence of vinyl. But if the town invest in the shop, or our Smugglers fans, you know, become a member, then we, you know, we can start to guarantee that we can pay the rent for this place, you know, people will invest in it. And then so I was like, yeah, and then we did it. After a drunken conversation 5 weeks later, we've started a record shop. We want to start doing workshops here for, you know, young kids, and we're gonna on the 18th, on Record Store Day, we're gonna make a record in on the day, record people in this room. We're gonna set up a recording studio
in this room, and then
do live performances out there. So it's kind of, and want to get the, you know, so it's kind of,
I think we just need to explain how this back room looks. I mean, you can probably hear from the reverb in here that it's not the biggest of rooms, and it's full of like empty record crates. We've got some baps down here for burgers and all sorts.
It's pretty
so you've got a week to turn this around into a recording studio.
Or for the council to come and look at it. I don't think it's going to pass health and safety.
Yeah. We'll have a little wander around, look at some of the records, and I might have a chat with a few of the customers that have popped into Smugglers as well, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Fab, have a little wander around. I've been told I need to come and have a quick chat with you. I'm just doing a quick report on this place.
Okay.
I just want to know what's brought you down here today.
Visiting my friend Bob Brooks, who lives here.
Oh, okay. Apparently you're a bit of a vinyl aficionado.
A bit, not too much.
So what have you got in your hand then? What have you gone
well,
for?
Well, I'm thinking of Marianne Faithfull.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy Rogers, country legend.
Fantastic. It's an amazing little shop, this. So did you hear about this before you came down, or did your friend tell you about it?
No, we just stumbled across it, but...
How does it compare, then, in other record shops?
Well, it's got a really nice feel, a nice ambience, a good space. I think the inventory is a little thin, but you'll work on that.
We've been open 2 days.
Right. So that's not a problem.
I'm liking your hat, by the way. I really like it. How do you feel that Deal has now got a record store to its name? It's now
brilliant.
Got one back.
We've got probably about 700 vinyls down in the cellar. And
wow, can I come over?
And we've got a really big collection of Beatles, but we haven't got that one, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm just looking at it.
So I've just commandeered your wife. I'm just doing a quick chatting to a few of the customers that are here today. That's it. I've heard about your cellar. You've got 700 vinyls down there or so. That's phenomenal. When did you start collecting?
Well, I used to work for United Artists in the old days of United Artists Music and Warner Brothers.
Wow.
So I got a lot from Warner Brothers, CBS, and United Artists.
Well, so you might have to extend the collection whilst you're down here today.
Cheers, Ed. Thank you.
Well, there we go. Brand new record bought and purchased in my bag. Got a bit listening to do once I get home. And that was the team from Smugglers Records. Now I think the only thing left to do is to make my cheesy gag as I finish my piece about Deal now being Ideal, because it's got a new record store. I'll give up. Shall I just go and listen to music? Okay, bye. Here's a track from that independent record label then, Smugglers Records. This is The Magic Lantern and Harvest Moon.
If our heartbreaks are the law, does it make a sound? And would anybody listen if it was booming all around? Like the last tree crashing down from a forest one tree gnawed. Well, we can see but can't hear ourselves falling. Well, we can see but can't hear ourselves falling, babe.
Last little tender drop there of The Magic Lantern. That's a man called Jamie Doe, and his band called The Magic Lantern, or his group, or whatever name he performs under. I felt really guilty because I was meant to go and do an interview with him. He played at a local venue near me, and it was all arranged, but I ended up doing a few extra hours at work, and by the time I got there, his gig was literally about to start, and I felt really guilty because I didn't get to chat to him. I did get to see the gig, though, and he's just got this wonderful kind of soulful presence about him. The only thing that ruined it ever so slightly was the crowd that ended up clapping completely out of time to his records, so badly that he had to stop in the middle of one song and just say, "Look, guys, can you just please stop clapping? You know that you've got no rhythm when it gets that bad." This is Amethysts and Alone. It's a shame to think this has only got around 500 plays on SoundCloud at the time of recording this podcast, but that is Amethysts and Alone. And to be honest, I don't think that's bad, considering that is a demo recording. It's one of the first recordings they put out. I don't think that's bad at all. They're a Cambridge-based band, and it's perfect, I think, that record, just to sit down with a glass of wine, maybe run yourself a bath, and just let that soak into every single orifice of your body. It's a bit dirty, that kind of thought, but, you know, I like it a lot. It's relaxing.
Hello? This is the greatest moment of my life.
Jack Miles here on The Music Bit. Thank you very much for downloading the show. Bear in mind that you can listen to every single record that we play on the podcast on the website, which is themusicbit.co.uk. And you can share it with your friends, your family, and anyone which you know that you think deserves getting played and a bit more exposure, then just drop me an email. It's music@themusicbit.co.uk, and we're at The Music Bit on Twitter as well. So let's turn our attention to Record of the Week. This is a little new feature we're going to do. Not the most ingenious feature, because I know that lots of blogs and lots of radio shows do this kind of thing. But hey, this is going to be a record which I really want to champion, and hopefully we'll get a few interviews with the artists that create them as well. This one wasn't a hard choice for me. A band which we played a few months ago on the show called Masis, M-A-S-I-S. They sent me a song called Make Me Higher. Well, recently, they dropped me an email which said, "We've been feverishly working in the studio on our new EP called Kennesaw. We hope that you like it, and it's more chocolate for you to feast on." And you know what? It is. So here's a track from it. It's called Salt. Yeah, what The Music Bit recommends there as our recommended track of the week. That is Record of the Week by Masis, who we've played before on the show. But they've recently released a new EP, which is called Kennesaw, and it's good. I reckon you'll like it. It's got the track which we played from them before called Make Me Higher. That one was called Salt, and you can download that as of now. So check them out. And remember, find all the information out on our website, which is themusicbit.co.uk. Right then, time to turn our attention to the musical chain game. I love this feature so much. So ages and ages ago, we talked to Lanx, a man called Will Cumming, who plays under the name of Lanx. And he recommended an emerging artist. And then we got in touch with them and they recommended another emerging artist and so on and so forth. And it creates this nice long chain of different people that we try and speak to. And we just want to see how far we can keep it going and how we can just see the different genres of music that we can enjoy and find out about. So last week we had Rivers, who produces really beautiful music. She recommended that we speak to Mists, who kind of makes this kind of quite dark sounding tunes. Anyway, we'll play a song by Ryan from Mists in a sec. First of all, though, let's find out a bit more about him.
How would I describe my music to a child? I don't know. I have a feeling a child would probably be kind of scared by... I'd probably actually just be a terrible person and play into that and tell them that it's the music that the creature living under their bed listens to. The influence of nature on my music. Again, I don't feel like that's really by design. I think it's just the music I make is... I try and make it fairly atmospheric and, like, evocative. And I feel like nature is fairly atmospheric and evocative. Like, and I guess the sounds that I try and make or create, I'm not really going for that, like, overproduced electronic sound. I kind of, like... I try and make it a bit more lo-fi and a bit more, like, natural. So, yeah, I feel like it just kind of matches up pretty well. What's something your parents would be surprised to learn about you? Probably the fact that I'm currently sitting in my car at about 12:30, just after midnight, talking to no one about music. I'm in my car because I don't want to wake anyone up in my house. They don't really know that I actually make music. I guess I don't really talk to anyone about it. It's kind of more of a personal thing, and I just kind of make it as a creative release, I guess, and then just put it online. So yeah, they'd probably be surprised about that. Music is easily the thing that I love most in this world, and if I think about the amount that I consume or the time I spend actually listening to it, one side is I feel like I should, like, give back and contribute something, and another is it's just always been, like, my number one kind of creative release. Like, I think I was 12 when I first started playing guitar, learning guitar in school, and I, you know, took lessons for like 10 years, so I've always kind of written music, whether it be using guitar, or it's only really recently that I've started producing with a computer or electronically. Like, I've really only been doing it for like 8-9 months, so I'm still really, really new to it, and like always learning. It's weird, I often, whenever I have like an idea, especially if I'm not at a computer or somewhere where I can easily just start producing something, I'll just, like, note it down. I'll, like, hum it into my phone, into, like, the recording app. So if I'm at, like, work or something and I have an idea, I'll just, like, quickly have to run out, like, step outside and then just, like, be that weird guy, like, making sounds into his phone when he's not really talking to anyone. Yeah, I do that a lot. What's my favourite food? I'm going to be really weird here and say cereal is my favourite food. It's definitely the food I eat the most of, which is probably not the healthiest thing, but it's just so convenient. Like, when is cereal not a good option, I would ask. At the moment, I'm kind of in a more of an experimental kind of spot. Like, I'm messing around with a lot of different sounds rather than actually, like, writing something. I'm kind of just, like, yeah, playing around with creating different kinds of sounds and seeing, like, what works and what doesn't. It's been a lot of actually playing guitar as well as the electronic stuff, so trying to find a way to combine them. And I've done some stuff that's kind of working, some stuff that... But I do have, like, a few things that are pretty close to being finished. I'm just kind of deciding on some last things or deciding what to use them for, so stay tuned for that, I guess.
Well, I, for one, will be staying tuned for that, because I'm very much excited by the project which he creates. That is Ryan, then, from Mists, and I think it's only right that we have a track from them, don't you? So he does create these records that kind of have these nature elements in them, so you get the sound effects of rain or waves or the wind, things like that. And this one is one which he just shows how he creates the soundscape so well. This is Mists and Flood. You're listening to The Music Bit. It's Jack Miles here. Have this kind of dark undertone to them, don't they? Mists and Floods on The Music Bit. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. That is about it, really. We've got one more song left to play for you, and I can't emphasize enough, if you enjoy the show, just send it to a friend. Just let them know about what great work we're doing. No, that sounds really arrogant. No, but I would appreciate it. And if you fancy writing me a review on iTunes, what we've got to do is just type in The Music Bit or New Music Podcast, and you'll find us on there. If you do type me up a review. It really would mean the world to me because it just means a few more people might get to hear the show. I'm not trying to just become like the biggest podcast ever. It's just nice to share a bit of new music around. So if you did that, I'd very, very much appreciate it. Right, one more record left for me to play for you then. And this is an artist which I can't really tell you very much about because I've been scouring the internet and there's not very much about her. The only things I can tell you is that she is a big fan of border collies and also loves herons as well, because I quote from their website, "Their elusive nature and solitude is something that speaks to me on a profound level." So there you go. That is why she loves herons. Anyway, this is B to Get Her on a track called Cure. To Get Her and Cure. Well, it's kind of like a little indie sounding ice cream truck, this end bit, isn't it? Get your fluffies, whatever it's called, flurries, McFlurries. I'll be useless in an ice cream van, clearly. That just about wraps us up then for the music bit. That was to B to Get Her and a track called Cure. It's really hard to say the name of that band. Anyway, if you want to hear any of the tracks again, then it's on the website, themusicbit.co.uk. And check out our little player as well, because you can click on the big button on the front page, which says Launch Music Player, and it will just give you a continuous stream of new tracks and tracks which I enjoy and listen to. And it's perfect for like doing your homework or when you're at work and things are getting a bit boring. So do that, themusicbit.co.uk. And yeah, I think it's just time for me to say bye for now. I am moving house at the moment. It's all so tedious. So fingers crossed, next week's show, I'll be back in the new place. Maybe not. You have to watch it, but hey, you'll be fine. Anyway, that's it for the music bit. I'm waffling on now. Bye.
The music bit.
Gotta go finish off my ribs, cooking some ribs. Ribby ribs. I've gone weird. Broken.